Up next, a Republican, Rhonda Milstead, believes in supporting strong, healthy families along with quality education. Last session, she was a member of the Commerce and Energy and Health and Human Services Committees. She is now seeking re-election to the House of Representatives in the South Dakota State Legislature. She would represent District 9 in Minnehaha County. Rhonda Milstead, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about what's different this year. As you run for re-election, this is a very interesting time to sort of think about what state lawmakers are going to be facing when they go back to peer in January. Where do you want to begin with that?
I think we're going to see a lot of changes. I believe that this whole COVID thing and us we've just reevaluated a lot of the positions that we have on how we do things. I think you're going to see a significant change in how business does business, on how education does education. I think it'll be significant. And I some of that is left to be discovered as well. I just heard the gentleman before picking up on that. He was talking about education a little bit and our education system. You know, with parents having to basically homeschool their children for roughly 2.5 months, I believe it was, they learned a lot about what education is for their children. You had parents who were surprised at the curriculum their children had. You had parents that were overwhelmed by what they had to do, gave them a new appreciation for teachers. But I guess what I'm hoping that that does is really get parents more involved in their children's education. That is critical. You know, when we talk about strong, healthy families, parents need to be involved in their education. Education in this country is something that is very important. We guard it in our Constitution, and we want our children to be educated because it'll provide them a better life. It's a way for them to develop themselves, develop ideas, for our country to grow. I mean, you know, you look at our country 200 plus years ago, without education, where would we be today? We wouldn't have all the things that we have, the discoveries by promoting education. I think another part of that, too, is parents do need to look at curriculum, and we need to look at what things are taught in school. And I'm not going to put that totally on the school. Parents need to teach their children personal responsibility and self-discipline, a work ethic. You know,
I think there are a lot of parents I'm hearing are of two camps, and one is, yes, I'm so grateful, and I had no idea everything that went into this, and I, you know, will never take a backseat again. And others who are like, when can this not be something I have to think about 24/7 again? So, to your point of South Dakotans just understanding the role of education and the role of the Department of Labor, for example, how many South Dakotans had to file for unemployment and understand the system that was in place in the state. Everyone's paying a little bit more attention to a lot of things right now.
Kind of a wake-up call. You know, maybe we needed that. Maybe we needed that wake-up call. We take a lot for granted, and we shouldn't.
Yeah. Tell us about going forward and some of the other things that are not necessarily pandemic-related, even though everything is influenced by it. Talk about agriculture in the state of South Dakota, and what's the road ahead for strengthening that industry?
We have to look at agriculture a little bit differently. And just visiting with someone who's very heavily into it recently, he told me that an SDSU professor had calculated the economic impact of a cow, and that economic impact was $20,000. So agriculture isn't just a field where somebody plows up the dirt and plants the corn. There's so much more that agriculture touches in businesses across our state, and I think we need to take that into consideration when we talk about agriculture. You have amazing agriculture communities that are family-based. We talk about corporate agriculture coming in, but these families are corporations. A gentleman, I'm going to say a family, And this really impressed me. I'm a family that was dairy farming in California. They just probably a year ago up and sold everything they had out there when they tried to expand their dairy farm. It was going to take $1 million and a year to actually have that happen. They moved to South Dakota, and they were up and running and building in 10 weeks and $1,000 in permits. That is something that South Dakota does to support agriculture, and we need to continue that. Agriculture or any business, we are a state that is full of ideas, and we are a state that honors and respects ideas, and we need to continue that. So anyway, I was impressed by that, that they actually came here to our state and are opening up a $25 million dairy.
Yeah. And before we let you go, you have been on the interim committee for mental health of first responders, that task force, this 2020, the summer of 2020, particularly between Memorial Day and now, has been an awakening for many people across America about policing and first responders regarding the pandemic and regarding civil unrest and questions about policing in America. Tell me about that task force in our remaining minute or so, and what is the work that still needs to be done there?
The task force is trying to recognize what that is and make being a first responder something to be proud of. And to help them. I just want to relate one experience I had, if you don't mind, last Thursday. When we were driving out to the Black Hills, we came across a rollover accident, truck and trailer, by Reliance, if you know where Reliance is. Mm-hmm. The responders to that accident were from Chamberlain and Kennebec. And I want to impress on you that these are volunteers. We have 92% of our fire and EMTs in this state that are volunteers. They are very little tax-funded, very much self-funded fundraisers. And these are the people that we expect to respond to those kind of situations. And we need to protect those people. We need to provide for them. They do their own training. They buy their own equipment. That's an important piece I think we need to look at in the legislature.
Yeah. Rhonda Milstead is running for re-election for the South Dakota State Legislature. She would represent District 9. Rhonda, thank you so much for being here with us today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.